Bulletcast for life.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, your mother's favorite podcaster, aka the Microphone Messiah. Listen, I'm excited, man. Wrestling's taking a turn. You know, this is great. I'm joined by a Bullet Cast champ of sorts. We've all been the champ. Mr. No Days Off, the Canadian Destroyer, Brandon Tanguma. BT, what's up, bro?
Hello, Philip. Lovely to be here with you. You know, I feel like I should be the Bullet Cast champion right now. Like, I understand, like, he got retired because, you know, WrestleMania 40 was the end of it, but I feel like I should have at least been recognized as the final champion, because I believe I only got one pick wrong WrestleMania, but that's okay.
We'll look back at the board. We'll edit it up and all that, but yeah, lots happened, man. Tama Tonga has debuted on SmackDown. He has now joined the Bloodline. Yeah, obviously he's not blood related to the Bloodline, but you know, in Polynesian culture, you know, that doesn't matter. You're if you show signs of family, then you're family. Hence wink wink, you
family.
Know? Yeah. But yeah, man. So Jimmy had to pay for his sins for losing at WrestleMania, and Tama Tonga shows up. You know, it's typical Bloodline, you know, stuff, showing up in a black hoodie. You never know who it's gonna be. Obviously, people thought it was Jacob, but no, that wasn't the case. Yeah, man. They said these were orders of the tribal chief, and then, you know, Solo was kind of controlling Tama Tongas, and, you know, Solo smacked the phone out of Paul Heyman's hand when he tried to call Roman Reigns. So people were like, well, is Solo now the tribal chief? Because remember, Roman said Solo was next in line to be the tribal chief, and actions have consequences for losing, and Roman lost. So there are all these kind of unanswered questions. But what are your thoughts on the segment and the debut of Tama Tonga? Obviously, we've been watching him in New Japan for years, Gorillas of Destiny, Bullet Club. Congrats to him, man. He's a charismatic individual. I'm glad that he's finally here on the main stage.
I thought it was really well done, you know, kind of not rushing in like a bad way, but SmackDown after WrestleMania, we get right into it. We kind of get a new bloodline. I would assume Jimmy is out. Maybe he, I don't know what's going to go on with him, but I agree. Tama Tonga, he's a really good talent. Even Solo, like, you know, maybe Solo's in ring work, maybe not be the best in the world, but if you saw him down in NXT, he could talk, and it seems like he's going to get a lot of talking time right now, because it seems like Roman's going to be gone for a long time. And like you said, he kept saying tribal chief. You don't know who that is. It could be him, could be Rock. A lot of people are fantasy booking a bloodline war games match. But I mean, I thought once again, Paul Heyman was like the star of the show, because he has been kind of in this, you know, role of late of just kind of being in the background, being with Roman Reigns, just kind of oogling over him. And now he's almost kind of the main character of him getting caught in between, because he's too scared to like stand up to Solo, but then Roman doesn't have his back, so he can't really do anything. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we don't know how long Roman's going to be gone, so this could, you know, run a little boring quickly. I am very intrigued. I thought it got off on the right foot on SmackDown.
Absolutely. Roman, I assume Roman will be back for SummerSlam, I hope. Yeah, and then you don't know with The Rock. I don't think Rock's tribal chief. You know, he actually has a high chief. He actually, like, went through the process, became a high chief in the culture. So, you know, there's that. I mean, it was on the logo, you know, on the graphic when they had showed the family tree at the press conference in Vegas, which Vegas hopefully is going to be WrestleMania next year. That looks like it's the big go ahead. Nick Khan said, you know, no East Coast Mania, thank God. So yeah, we'll see. But yeah, man, Tama Tonga, I'm happy for him. Glad he's over here. You know, people have been doing the photos. You know, when Haku was brought in with Rikishi after Rikishi had his little, you know, I'm a bad man run. So all those similarities have been going out there, and that's fun. I don't think Jimmy's kicked out of the bloodline. I think it was just like, hey, you lost. These are the consequences. Don't let it happen again. I think that's what that was.
Even though Solo, I believe, hasn't won a match since beating John Cena, but that's neither here nor there.
I mean, we don't know. Maybe he had a private like discipline. You know, we don't know.
Maybe. We don't know what happens in the bloodline. You know, we
We
don't
don't
have any
know.
sort we don't have any bloodline sources here on this podcast. We wouldn't know.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. Who the hell told you it was open mic night, bitch? It's Cody
Brandy?
Rhodes. Yeah, I was like, why did he say that? I know why he said it, but it's just the delivery of the bitch was, you know, kind of you know.
So sassy.
Yeah, who told you it was open mic night, bitch? Nonetheless, Cody Rhodes talks about, you know, how there are two triple threats to determine his next challenger for, or his first challenger for the undisputed WWE Championship. We'll be going down in France in May, Backlash. Yeah, so we move on. LA Knight goes on to defeat Bobby Lashley and Santos Escobar. Legado del Fantasma gets involved. Then the Street Profits come out there to help out Lashley. Nonetheless, BFT to Escobar. LA Knight picks up his victory. Then the phenomenal AJ Styles defeats WWE Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio and Kevin Owens advancing. So we're going to get a WrestleMania rematch. LA Knight, yeah, versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. I'm, you know, I it would either guy would be great, but you know, we've never had an AJ Styles Cody Rhodes match ever, which is crazy, you know. And you know, Cody alluded that him and AJ are of only four men to have held the NWA and WWE titles. The other two men being, of course, both Nature Boys, Buddy Rogers and Ric Flair. Yeah, and you know, I mean, I hopefully in this feud, you know, Cody kind of mentions a lot of the stuff he did outside of WWE. If it does go with AJ, you know, because you know they both had trails outside. You know, Cody'd be like, "I was Ring of Honor champion. That's something you never did." You know, things like that. Which you know, think what Cody? I think he's the only guy to hold the NWA, Ring of Honor, and WWE titles. So that's a stat for you. Yeah. What are your thoughts on both triple threats?
The match itself were fine. I do like the little twist on like a WrestleMania rematch where it's not just a straight up rematch. It's both guys won their own matches and they just happen to be facing off again. And I agree. I think AJ seems like the logical choice. A heel. There's a photo going around of AJ facing Dusty Rhodes for the NWA TNA title. So, you know, they can go to that where, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many people on the WWE roster, if there is any outside of AJ, have even wrestled Dusty Rhodes, let alone, you know, for a title. So they'll probably go down that route as well. So it'll be, I mean, it should be a fun match if it is AJ and Cody.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Naomi defeats Tiffany Stratton. Bayley's out there cutting a promo, thanking the fans. Tiffy Time comes out there, says that she wants a shot. Naomi says, you know, I'm about to beat your clueless ass. I did like that, you know, because you know she's wearing the plaid, you know, clueless Alicia Silverstone, all that jazz. Naomi gets her win back, and she is going to be challenging Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. You know, people were like, "Oh, Naomi, they've wasted her. They haven't done nothing with her since she's been back." Are y'all happy now? Are you
Oh
guys
my God,
happy
she
now?
got buried. She didn't get an entrance. Then Tiffany beat her in like 4 minutes after The Rock did like a one of his Bloodline promos that probably went over by like 5, 10 minutes. So
That should
look
went
at
over by
that.
like
We're
15,
all
20.
good. I was
Yeah,
trying to
we're
be
good.
nice.
We're good. And then Bianca and Jade want gold. They want the women's tag team titles. They defeated Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, I believe, on a SmackDown. So moving along.
Yeah, I mean it seems as though I mean they're gonna move along with the threesome as a whole, but obviously with Jade and Bianca as a straight up tag team, which I think is probably a good move. You know, Bianca isn't really doing much, and if she's not going to turn heel, it wouldn't make sense for her to go after Bayley in the championship scene right now. And Jade, for whatever reason, they're still quote unquote protecting her, kind of, you know, not showcasing her as much as maybe we thought coming out of her signing, but you know, gets a much needed boost to the women's tag team division if, you know, if they're still going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, put it on them. You know, let's see what they can do with them. I think they'll be great for them. Outside the ring, unfortunately, Shooter Tony Jones has passed away at the age of 53. Tony Jones, a Bay Area legend, you know, wrestling the APW Garage, former APW Universal Champion. Most notably, he was in the Beyond the Mat documentary that came out in the late 90s. He and Mike Modest, you know, they were training at APW with Roland Alexander. They got the call to go over to WWF at the time, and they had that dark match together. And you know, you could see like the boys watching the monitor and be like, "Oh, and I'm gonna steal that and all that other stuff." So, Tony Jones, a legend around these parts, man. It's unfortunate. RIP.
Yeah, T's and P's. I don't think I've ever seen him wrestle live at an indie show, but obviously the Beyond the Mat stuff, iconic, and put APW on the map, and unfortunately not Roland's gone too, so
Tony Jones, unfortunately, his daughter passed away a number of years ago, so now you can say they're reunited. But yeah, RIP to Tony Jones, man. I don't believe I ever met him, but from what people have been posting, he just seems like he was a swell guy, swell individual. All right. Ruby Soho is she announced that she's a preggers. She announced on Rampage, I believe.
they worked themselves into a shoot here, brother.
Right. So what's the I haven't seen Rampage in God knows how long. I haven't seen Rampage since they were here. So yeah.
So her and Angela Parker, right? That's the one, I believe. I'm terrible with names. I get them confused all the time. But they've been doing Angela Parker. So apparently they're like a real life couple, which I did not know. I thought it was just storyline, but they've been doing the storyline basically on Rampage with her, and it's been how Ruby's got ousted from the Outcast. And they've been doing this kind of cheesy romance storyline of them trying to be together, but sorry, Saray doesn't want them to be together, and then now she's pregnant, and I guess it's a real life pregnancy. So congratulations to Ruby and Parker. So yeah, I guess we're not gonna see her for a year plus.
Yeah, well, I thought she was married. I don't know why I thought she was married. Oh, well, congratulations nonetheless. Nick Khan talks the future of WWE PLEs. What is this? Is this added to the script?
Well,
What
it was a little light on the script. You already talked about it a little bit. Tony Khan, Nick Khan's been doing the rounds on some interviews and basically talked about what you said. They're probably gonna go away from open air East Coast WrestleManias. No. Going head to head with the Final Four, which I don't think they did it last year, but I remember they did it in Dallas, and that was kind of a thing as a big sports fan. It is a little tough that WrestleMania Saturday where they do head to head with the Final Four, and I was locked into the WrestleMania. I was unable to watch the Final Four that much, but it makes sense. There's a lot of sports wrestling fans out there, and if whether it's your job or you're a fan of a team, you don't want to hold a share of the marketplace. And also, he said that the Big Four pay-per-views or PLEs are probably going to stay in America. So while we're getting Backlash and Clash and all these other, shows outside of the United States in international markets, it seems as though the Big Four will still stay in the US.
I love it. Let's get some PLEs to come back to the Bay, man. Let's do that. SmackDown in Sacramento, Golden One Center in September. September was it 28th? I believe, right?
I don't know.
Let's go to the calendar. Let's go to the calendar real quick before. Da, 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 da. I
And
believe.
Nick Khan, as you said, also did name drop Las Vegas as a
Yes.
possibility, which, I mean, I'm all for. I'd much no disrespect to Minnesota. I'd much rather go to Vegas than to
Absolutely.
Minneapolis.
I believe it's the Friday the 27th for SmackDown. Go to One Center, Sacramento. We've Brandon, you plan on pulling up?
Maybe. We got the draft coming up. We got to see. So that you said that's September.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's this? What's I guess that'd be October. Do they still do Hell in a Cell in October?
No, they don't. Remember Triple H?
No
He
more
said like,
gimmick pay-per-views, which I'm
except
fine.
for
I
like
love
Money in
that.
the Bank and Elimination Chamber, except for like those, but like. Yeah, he was kind of getting rid of like straying away from that stuff.
Hey,
So
maybe by that point, if the bloodline thing is legit, we'd be on the road to Survivor Series at that point, possibly.
possibly that is the thing. You never know. We gotta see. We gotta see. All right, Matt Cardona, he tore his pec. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, T's and P's. I believe he either had surgery today or he had surgery yesterday, and he posted it today. But yeah, so he's off the indie scene, off the market for quite a bit. So unfortunately, he's gone.
How bad is the is it like Cody Rhodes bad or is it kind of like CM Punk bad where he's like getting physical after like a couple months?
I do not know. I mean, I don't think we have a full blown timeline exactly on his return, but I didn't hear anything about it, so I would hope that maybe it's more of a minor injury, as minor as a torn pec can be. So, T's and P's to him. I mean, he just had the match at, on Collision with Adam Copeland. Obviously, WrestleMania weekend. He's a warrior at all those collective shows. So,
Yes.
maybe he was gutting through it to get through WrestleMania, and then he
Yeah.
decided to get the show. I get the surgery now.
Motor City Machine Guns expected to sign with AEW. Oh,
Yep.
I always wanted them in WWE. Like, I saw Brian Kendrick WrestleMania weekend. I told him, bro, my dream tag match was always the Motor City Machine Guns versus you in London. Obviously, we're not gonna get that, but I just always wanted to see them in WWE, man. Like, it is, especially what they're doing with the tag team division now. I mean, they can both still go Motor City Machine Guns versus DIY versus the Creed Brothers versus the Profits, you know, versus even Pretty Deadly, you know, the New Catch Republic, you know, just. Oh God, I always wanted to see them there, man. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, AEW is always kind of like the landing spot for kind of those TNA free agents. I do wonder in this new era of WWE how they're gonna free agents because, you know, you're taking on two new talents. They signed Jade, they've signed some other people, but for the most part, I just don't think WWE is like in the market of signing a old, well-established, talented tag team when they can, you know, bring up the Creeds or some. Or mash together two already singles people and put, or, you know, and have younger people down in NXT. So I just, it's another thing of just WWE, quote unquote, missing out on some of these bigger name free agents. And we wonder
This
how
was
much more is that going to happen?
like 2016, 17. They definitely would have signed them. Or Triple H would have gotten them in NXT.
And then they would have just been there for, they would have been DIY. They just been, would have been there for like 6 years. They would have just been on the main roster right now.
Possibly. I don't know. We'll see. All right, Jon Moxley, he wins the IWGP title, the only man in history to win the AEW, WWE, and IWGP heavyweight titles. Impressive stat. Congratulations to the Death Rider.
Yeah, a little bit of a shock. Him and Naito at Windy City Riot in Chicago on Friday, which, you know, shout out the scapegoat Jack Perry. He's making the rounds right now. But you know, a lot of people kind of thought this was going to be the point where Jon Moxley lost because he's been building up. He's been almost undefeated. I think he lost only one match in New Japan in his this run. And no, he beat Naito, and now he's a champion. And possibly, I mean, he was on Dynamite yesterday, so probably. Building up to some sort of match at Forbidden Door. Maybe he loses it there. Maybe he holds it for a little bit, but good for him. And the streak of the Shield members not holding a championship is over after 1 week. Or what, 4 days, 5 days.
Congratulations. Nyla Rose, Oklahoma controversy. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Brandon, do you have the article or the news of it all?
Yep, and this date's we're in year of our Lord 2024, April 18th. This date's all the way back to December, because in December, Nia Jax had a match during an ROH taping, and apparently there's still well, there's obviously sports commissions, but some of those sports commissions still hang over wrestling and they go over it and they objectify to some things, and so let's see if I can. Find the match itself. I cannot, even though I just saw it. Okay, here we go. December 20th, on a Dynamite Rampage event, Rose defeated Alejandra Leon in a match for ROH. And so then in January, I guess there was a sports commission meeting, and there was a so according to the meeting, there was the commission. They warned AEW about having Rose, who is a transgender woman. Wrestling cisgender women in the state, or there will be punitive actions made against them. And then someone discovered either the meeting notes or some sort of document was making the rounds on Twitter, and then Nyla Rose made a comment. So yeah, so it was a whole thing yesterday of the Oklahoma Sports Commission going after Nyla Rose because they don't want intergender matches, and obviously with her being born a male wrestling cisgender females, it gets into this whole gender murky politics thing, and it's so stupid. Why are sports commissions still going over and handling wrestling stuff? Like, I get it, there's some safety things and like running promotions and things of that nature, but when it comes to like the actual in-ring stuff, I don't understand why we're still doing this. It's not 1972.
Yeah, bro, it's living in the past, and it's stupid, and it's unfortunate that this is even happening.
I mean, Rose, honestly is probably the best person for this to happen to, because she's such a great person. She's like really funny on Twitter, and she's having a good time with it. Like, obviously it's not fun for her to go through this, but she's making the best of it and like, cracking jokes, and she's obviously getting a lot of support and some stupid Twitter trolls, which are gonna happen these days now. But yeah, it's stupid, and I would assume she's gonna wrestle again in Oklahoma just to prove a point.
Yeah, I mean, this is popping up everywhere, man. I mean, just Jesus Christ.
It's kind of one of, it's like what I said, like no one even thinks about these sports commissions, and they do dumb shit like this,
I mean,
and then
there's
it just
the
gets them in hot water.
how many more are there? I mean, there's the New York, there's Oklahoma. How many more are there?
I think there's like, I think Kentucky's one, because I think there was an issue recently where like either AEW, I think it had been AEW, because I think it was a blood thing where like AEW was bleeding during a show, and like the commission was not happy about it. Shocker, I think it was a John Moxley match. But
Yeah, I mean, just reading this, Joe Miller, did you say that already?
that's the administrator, the Oklahoma
Yeah.
State Athletic Commission administrator.
Yeah, Joe Miller explained that he called AEW, explained the violation of the rules. Oh, Jesus.
And I guess it comes down to some like application that they have to file, and even though they have like the, transgender, whatever the lingo is called, they have it on like the real sports, like the MMA, the kickboxing, boxing application, but then on the pro wrestling stuff, they don't have it. So then it's like a,
Yeah.
you're making an issue out of something that apparently we didn't think was even an issue because you don't have it in the paperwork.
Mike James was asked what the commission wants to do with AEW. Mike Bauer said that, in his opinion, the Oklahoma Commission needs to con I guess deal with AEW the way they must. A motion by Dr. Larry Lovelace, that's a hell of a name, to warn AEW not to do this again, or there will be consequences taken for their actions and against them if they do. Seconded by Terry Smith, Dr. Lovelace, Mike Bauer, Mike Jones or Mike James, Terry Smith. This is a lot of this just sounds like a lot of white guys who are living in the past. That's all this sounds like. Yeah. Well, that's something.
Anyways, let's get to some real wrestling news. We got Rossi Ogawa, who was formerly of Stardom. Now he's starting his own, a brand new wrestling promotion,
Yes.
Marigold. He had a press conference last week. Julia will be a part of it for the beginning, for the launch of it. There's rumors and speculation that Kairi and I think Asuka or Sky,
Bring a
I
pop
think,
over.
are going to pop over. So, I mean, we saw Rossi at with Julia and William Regal at the NXT TakeOver show on Saturday. So there obviously seems to be some sort of connection between Rossi and WWE, and we're going to have to wait and see what exactly this is. But he's a big name, big powerful guy in the Joshi Pro Wrestling scene over in Japan, and he's probably going to bring a lot of st I mean, Stardom, I mean, was fantastic these last few years, and now he leaves, and now he started a new thing, and I would assume it's going to be another great promotion over there.
Yeah, I mean, they had that big Stardom show at the or a big Joshi show. I don't know if it was Stardom at the ECW Arena or Mania weekend, but heard good things. This is interesting, man. I'm excited. Excited to see what happens, the crossovers and everything that can possibly come of this. Let's get into the fan mail. Hootie Hoo 420.
How are you?
Congratulations to Cody on finishing the story. A job well done. How long do you think his run will last? I think maybe only 3 months. Wow, okay.
Shadow Mr. X asked this on Curveballs and Chair Shots. I set the over under, which might be a little long, but I said next year SummerSlam. I think you hold it for quite a while. You can't
I think he's
beat
the victim of the Money in the Bank.
you can't beat the longest modern championship run and hold it for 3 months. You have to hold it for a, like, I wouldn't be shocked if he lose at WrestleMania next year, but I think he's going to hold it for a while.
I think maybe before the year is up, he drops it. I don't know when that is, but I think
I mean, imagine he holds it forever and he turns in between time, and he, we get like a heel champion Cody, which could happen in another run, but I think it will happen in another run, but
we shall see. Jack of all trades. In all my years of watching wrestling, I have never seen something so embarrassing. Oh, this is about okay. Why would Tony Khan allow that to air on his television program? I mean, this is ridiculous. And the Young Bucks, I don't know what's up with them. I love those guys. They are one of my favorite tag teams of the modern era. But Jesus Christ, something needs to change.
You know, I was fired up last
week. Those are your boys.
Hey, I was fired up last week. You know, I made my opinions known on the matter. I maybe in a little bit doom and gloom, like maybe WCW 2000 was a little bit much, because AEW still put on good stuff. And, you know, Dynamite, I thought, was a much better show this week because they didn't do any of that BS. But
have you seen that stat? Like, if they do like 50 more episodes, they'll last longer than like Monday Nitro or some shit.
Yep. I mean, next year, they'll surpass Nitro, because Nitro went from 95 to 2001, and we're already, I mean, coming up on the 5-year anniversary. So
crazy, man. I mean, I remember like it was yesterday being in Vegas for that. I mean, I saw you out there.
Shout out.
Yeah, this is God, that's wild, man.
But then you also have to remember, WCW was a full-blown promotion for years and decades, if you want to link it back to Jim Crockett. Like, AEW is still a 5-year promotion, 4-year promotion.
Yeah, it's a lot. Anyway, Robert Walker, with Tama Tonga now in WWE and all the rumors of Jacob Fatu circulating, are there any members of the Samoan dynasty that we aren't thinking of that could make an appearance and make their presence known? Okay. Let's see. Who? There's Lance. You know, Lance has been doing stuff with Japan. Zilla, you know, he just started in the business. You know, he's training with Booker. Obviously there's Journey. You know, I don't know what his plans are. There's Parisi. Tomiko, you know, he's still taking a break. There's Offa Jr., who was Manu, you know, remember Legacy, you know. I mean, he could always come back, I guess. You know, I'm surprised they haven't had Rikishi on television yet.
I mean, there's probably some reason. I don't know if it's aesthetic-wise or if it's just they don't, like, really need him, and maybe they're just saving him for another point.
I don't know. I mean, Reno, Black Pearl, I don't think he ever went to WWE, but, you know, he did a lot, like, like out of the country and stuff. I mean, there are members, obviously, and then there's a Sean Maluta. I know he was in like the Cruiserweight Classic. He's a member of the Dynasty. Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't been around or anything like that. But you know, obviously there are members and everything. Jacob is obviously, you know, the name that's been going around a lot. And please stop messaging me about that. I'm tired of that. I'm just reading them. I'm not even
okay. Sorry about that. I'll stop.
No, it was the guy that used to be on the show. He did it.
Oh, okay.
Not the other guy, but the most recent other guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm tired of answering those or looking at those. Look, man, you know, the dynasty. This dynasty is big, man. This family is humongous. You know, there will never not be a member of this family in the business. I can tell you that. Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, there are multiple. Ones, it's not just Jacob, so you know.
Are there any female, like any females in the business? Because, like, I know we saw the APW, they did like a takeover, and there were women involved, but I don't know.
So there were the MK twins, but they're Tongan, you know, they're on WoW. Shout out to them. Okay. There's Parisi's wife, AP, you know, she was involved with that. So I mean,
obviously, people are gonna link Naomi, Tamina, if she's gonna
Tamina
come
and Naya,
and do anything,
you know.
Yeah.
Those are like the three, really. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. There's
all-knowing NXT general manager Ava.
Yes. So yeah, there you go. They're your female members of the dynasty. But yeah, I mean, it's just it is what it is. I don't know, man. I don't know who's showing up or and when and where, but let's all just enjoy the ride, man. Dan says, hey, Gable Stevenson, what the hell happened to that guy? Oh.
I mean, there's a whole different things. He's not Kurt Angle. There was some issues behind the scenes. There was, you know, maybe some lawsuits and things that maybe people have soured on him. I mean, he had the match with Baron Corbin, and that's kind of the start of the Baron Corbin babyface turn.
Right. I mean, Gable, I mean, he was drafted to Monday Night Raw in the 2021 draft. Which is so, dude, I remember that. It was crazy.
Just like, what's his name? Was it Quincy Jones? Quincy something? Got drafted
Well,
and
Quincy
he,
Elliott.
Quincy Elliott, and he just never showed up.
Is he, did they fire him or is he still with the company?
Oh, let's check.
Yeah.
It's like the old, is this person dead or not?
Oh, let's not do that. Gable Stevenson. Yeah, I mean, then like, there were big plans for that guy. I mean, in the trip, one of the Triple H's interviews when he
Can't
was,
confirm, got released in September.
okay, when he was, yeah, he was kind of over. Like his gimmick was over for a little bit. I remember that. But like Gable Stevenson was supposed to do something with Triple H. Was it WrestleMania 38 or something? And like, so there were big plans for the guy. It's never, never panned out, which is unfortunate, man. It really is. Did I never read this? This is from November. It's the same guy that.
Also, hand up accountability. I'm thinking of the wrong bigger black guy, not Quincy Elliott. He was like he had like kind of he wasn't like I mean he was a big boy, but he was a little more athletic. Do you know who I'm talking
What's
about?
no?
Like now I got to look this up. It's pissing me off.
No. We're going to Monday Night Raw. Cody isn't done with Dwayne. He says he endorses Jey Uso to go become the world heavyweight champion. People are thinking this is a Cody Rhodes farewell speech. Because I believe Cody will be moved over to SmackDown, which it'll be a nice refresher, honestly. I think that's what they need. Go get that star power over there. What are your teas? What are your thoughts?
Odyssey Jones, that's who it is.
Odyssey Jones, is he still with the company?
I think so.
All right. Cody Rhodes endorsing Jey Uso and the blood and going after the bloodline. Tease, tease, tease.
Yeah, I mean, once again, it was kind of Cody all over the place, saying a lot of things, but then also like not saying anything. I mean, he doesn't have a feud right now. He has a lot of feuds in the future with Dwayne, obviously. So, when on Friday, whenever whoever wins, presumably AJ, we'll get a little more meat on the Cody Rhodes bone right now. And once again, I'm just gonna ring the alarm a little bit. We're getting, dad joke Cody. We're getting, little bit self-indulgent Cody. I'm just like. I'm not saying it's gonna happen right away, but I'm still sitting here like I'm seeing a lot of the same signs we saw in AEW when people started to turn on him.
Are we though? Because he had to finish his story. You can't hate a guy that just finished a
Hey, the
story.
chase is always better than the catch.
Which is why Roman should still be the champion. We should have just chased. We should have chased for what? We should have chased until 41. Could you imagine if they did it three times back to back to back? That's never been done before. That would have been something special. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
Quincy Jones, re recording producer. So I just combined Quincy Elliott and, or well, yeah, so
Yeah,
and Odyssey Jones.
I mean, you know who Quincy Jones is, right?
I'm for the culture.
You know who Quincy Jones is, though, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, did I not say his name? Obviously, I have that
No.
name in my brain.
What's like his most popular album that he helped make?
Let's see.
It's easy. You don't even need to Google it.
I'm in a wrestling brain right
Thriller, bro.
now.
Thriller.
Oh yeah. I mean, of course, I was gonna say that.
Okay, all right. Anyway,
I'm for the culture.
Mommy relinquished the yeah, we'll see if we can get you a spot in the Melanin Mafia. Mommy relinquished the Women's World Championship due to injury. This sucks for her. We're gonna get a new Women's World Champion next week, but honestly, this makes her bigger, man. Let her go away, have a massive come back as a massive baby face.
It sucks for her, but I would say this was probably her best promo ever. I thought she showed a lot of fire. She had a lot of passion. So, it's something we haven't like really seen from Rhea Ripley. I think she's kind of as much as as much as I think she's a good talent. I think her reign itself wasn't like nothing special. I think people like the character more than what she was actually doing on the mic and in the ring. But I thought this promo was really good, and it sets up a hot feud with Liv Morgan, whether it be like at a SummerSlam or hopefully earlier. But I think Liv being the champion makes a lot of sense. Have her hold it and then have Rhea come back and take it from
It
her.
does. I mean, you only live once. I mean, the people crap on Liv Morgan. I mean, she beat Ronda Rousey twice. Ain't nobody else did that. Not Becky, not Charlotte, not Sasha, not Bayley, not Mommy. Like, come on now. And Ronda Rousey, she's been all over the place.
She got Drew Gulak fired. Well, almost fired. Maybe rightfully so. She's been saying some things about Logan Paul. She's got a new book out. She's making the rounds right now.
Yeah, Becky Lynch apparently in the Chris Van Vliet interview talked about the Becky Lynch of it all. We gotta watch that and kind of figure out what's going on with that. See what's up with that stuff. We have new tag team championships. This R-Truth is. Oh, this magician got you fooled. You're not gonna fool me, Tommaso Ciampa. I was like, oh Jesus. Anyway, we have new Raw tag team cha our new World Tag Team Championships. The Raw tag team titles have gone away. People are rejoicing. They're finally gone. What are your thoughts on the new tag team titles?
Happy the Raw titles are gone. Presumably we'll get something similar on SmackDown. I mean they look just like the other titles. They are the World Heavyweight titles. They look just like the other World Heavyweight titles they have. I wish we can get a little bit of a mix up personally, but if you're gonna stay on brand and have them all together look the same, it makes sense because you can easily identify which one is which if you're gonna have two separate titles on two different brands. So it makes sense in that sense, but just aesthetically, I do kind of like how AEW pulls from like different looks of different titles from history and kind of go with very distinct title designs.
Back in the 2000s, they all look different,
Shocker that the guy who brought the big gold back is having all of his titles, new titles, look like the big gold.
Well, honestly, that was the title that, kind of really helped define his career, evolution in the quote unquote reign of terror.
I will also say with Cody, they're starting to phase out the Universal name. It's probably going to be just the WWE Championship from
Well,
now on with
if you go
Cody.
on .com, he's listed as the WWE champion and the Universal champion, and he's
I mean,
also listed on the
it makes
SmackDown
sense for
brand.
like a limit a lineage thing, but just vernacular speaking, I've been paying attention to this because I don't like the Universal name itself. I think it's
What do
kind of
you
stupid.
mean?
It's dumb.
When we did predictions when Roman was champ, I loved saying the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion. This rolls off the tongue.
It's a goddamn mouthful.
The
I don't
undisputed
got I don't got
WWE
a
Universal Heavyweight Champion. I love it.
but I would assume we're gonna get a reveal of two tag team titles that look just like the WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship of the Universe Galaxy title and Bayley's
No,
new
no
name really quick.
Galaxy. No. TNA's the Galaxy thing. No,
Sorry,
we didn't
sorry.
do that here. I don't know. We'll see what's up with that. Chad Gable snaps. He is the reason why this is named Ready, Willing Gable. I am here for it. An awesome match. Awesome match with Sami Zayn, bro. And it resulted in him coming up just short, and that he finally had enough, all the losses and everything. God. Do you think he should have been the one to beat Gunther, bro?
And people keep saying that.
Like, Sami
I
Zayn
mean, I still
didn't
don't
need
think
to.
Sami's. I still don't. Yeah, I still don't think Sami Zayn is like the perfect choice. I really don't know what is the perfect choice. Like, I think if you were going to call up Ilya, that would make a lot of sense for him to dethrone him. He's a
God,
newer
they've already
guy.
done that with
They have history, but
the
you're going to
UK
firmly
title.
establish him on the main roster. But
Could you imagine Chad Gable, he ch the chase, 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 and then to finally beat Gunther at WrestleMania 40? Pop would have been massive. Would have
they
been
would have.
an American hero. But look, if Chad Gable can get shot into the stratosphere like this, and notice on Raw, he wasn't training with Alpha Academy. He was training with the Creed Brothers. If we can get a heel trio, kind of like a little team angle type deal, little team Gable. People are saying that Chad Gable's about to go into his perk angle run. I hope. Look, I the intensity of the wrestling, sure. Like, let's not,
I think it was
with the
Julius Creed. He like tweeted something that he's still like either like in not in support of Gable, but he kind of like was reacting to it. So that kind of really got people thinking that they could do something of that nature.
Bro, but like his he has to like he has to like obliterate like Tozawa and Otis. He
Yeah,
has
I
to
mean, I think
just
that's. I want to spotlight. Obviously, like the match itself, in ring wise, was great. I think the production of WWE has been just phenomenal
absolutely. I mean that
under this
shot.
new revamp. The J, you know, connection to Jimmy and then or to Sammy, and he makes the entrance.
How did you feel about that?
It was a little bit contrived, I will say,
Okay.
but I did like just the view of the Sammy entrance. Like I thought the Sammy entrance was much better than Jay walking to just happen to find Sammy.
Walking through
And
the
then
concourse.
walking through the concourse area. Also, I forgot to mention this last week. After the Rhea Ripley beatdown, and Dominic just shoves the camera away,
Yeah.
and then the camera walks into the arena and starts filming the either the pre-match or the match itself. I thought, like, that was just so great. And they're just doing these little things that it's like it makes sense. It makes sense why they're doing it, and it's like it's such a refreshing thing.
Well, yeah, Triple H said in one of the press conferences, you know, like, you know, we're gonna try these things, you know, some we may like, some we may not, you know. If we don't like it, we won't do it again, you know, just to kind of be different. I love that, man. Like the, you know, I've always been about being different. That's what I've always been about. And they're doing these things, and it's awesome. But that shot of Gable, man, that ankle lock, you
And
know.
you don't see, and you don't. The other thing is when Sammy goes to hug his wife, you don't see Gable coming out of the corner. You just see the hug, and then Sammy just
Dude,
gets thrown. So you don't
he
even see, you
suplexed
don't even
that
know what's
man.
happening.
He suplexed that man out of his wife's arms. It's great.
And he was very gracious, but it was once Sammy did the hug, which has been a storyline recently of how, you know, Gable is not happy that his kid cried after he lost the IC title. So that would be a very understanding triggering point, but obviously he just did it in a heelish manner to where you can't agree with him.
Bro, I mean, you take so many losses that it just works. I love that. Bro, this was great, man. That shot, that ankle lock, man. You know, if Sammy be draped in between like the LED post and the buckle in the ring, it was fun. It was fun. Chad
Also, I'd
Gable.
like to say this, Montreal, Canada, of course, I don't want to be the rah-rah WWE guy. You know, I don't like being that guy. But C Canada, I mean, come on. You guys, of course, Canada is the place that ends the sold-out TV streak. I mean, I was there. I was in San Jose. We started the streak. That was like number three on the list. Montreal, they go to Canada one time and they don't sell out. Just terrible from you Canadians. I'm just
Hey,
saying.
I mean, if it was Toronto, it would have been different. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say, man. Of course, Montreal. I mean, what happens in Montreal?
But I don't know. They speak French over there, so I don't even know what they do.
That's not even French. That's gibberish. It's like if you're talking to a baby. I'm sorry. I apologize. I shouldn't have even done that.
Well,
Oh,
I mean, that's what they are. They're a bunch of babies over there.
okay. All right. Chad Gable, love it. Ready, willing, Gable. I remember. Bro, can we get the towel back? Can we get the towel back that says that? I'm ready. I am ready, willing, and Gable, bro. I am down for all it is. This is the Gable they wanted to be successful. Not Stevenson. This guy. This guy. Oh, I'm dead. He needs to become a killer, bro. He just needs to start killing people. I love it. I'm down. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for all of this.
Very
Does the look
excited.
need to change? Does the look need to change?
No, I
He's.
think keeping him in the singlet and the hair, I think it works. I don't really know
Well, I
what
mean,
else.
the hair doesn't he? I mean, like, just like his attire, you know. Does he need to run back around with robes saying glorious, like when he was with Bobby Roode?
No, he doesn't need to break out the Shorty G singlet.
Oh, gee, that's. I've. Jesus
We don't
Christ.
need to do that.
Forgot all about
But,
that. God damn.
just, you know, go full out Kurt Angle. Just get some red, white, and blue stars and stripes all over. That's good enough for me.
Does he need why does every amateur wrestler do the ankle lock? Like that's does that need to go away?
Maybe.
AEW Dynamite, let's talk about it. Jon Moxley's promo.
Was a solid promo. You know, he just, well, it was kind of a Cody promo. He kind of came out and didn't really say a whole lot. He was just kind of talking about him winning the title and what it meant to him. And he challenged Will Hobbs to a match next week, which is always not the greatest babyface move to like challenge for a match the next week, because that's always going to get a boo from the crowd. But yeah, we kind of miss Jon Moxley. He's been away for a while, and it was very refreshing to see him back. And I think AEW kind of needs him right now with a lot of their top guys out with injury, you know, Kenny, MJF, Adam Cole, and those guys. So Jon Moxley desperately needed on this show. Yeah, he's not going to do anything special right off the bat, because I'm pretty sure he's going to do a lot of dates with New Japan, being that he's their top champion. But popping his head in every now and then AEW was nice to see. Then we got the House of Black defeating Adam Copeland and Willow Nightingale. Apparently, Julia Hart like got an injury page last week, so she's nursing a shoulder injury, but it seems like she's fine. But they protected her in Willow getting attacked backstage. So it was supposed to be a mixed tag match, but it was basically just Brody King taking on Adam Copeland for a majority of it. And then Julia Hart gets the win, and Mercedes Moné comes out. She cut a promo earlier on, and I mean, this thing is just, it's not working. I mean, Willow is like the worst person to be going up against Mercedes in this type of storyline of like, oh my gosh, I don't like you because you injured me. And does anyone really believe Willow really tried to hurt Mercedes Moné? I mean, even people who don't know, like, she just pushed her off of the top turnbuckle. Like, it wasn't anything. She didn't give her like a fucking,
The force was so pushful that it broke her ankle.
she didn't do like a Tiger Driver 91 or whatever the hell it's called and try to break her neck. She just like lightly pushed her off,
The
and she kind of
push was
fell.
so forceful it broke her ankle.
So, I
Like
mean,
when I broke mine, the force was so impactful, I broke my ankle.
Adam Cole broke his ankle. We haven't seen him in like 6 months.
Well, no, you saw him, but oh Jesus. Oh.
I think the last time we saw him was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. He just cut like a pre-tape promo, like a library.
The Undisputed Kingdom, huh?
Yeah, we did get an MJ. What?
I ran into a couple of those guys at Wawa. I was like,
Look at that.
where the hell's Adam at, huh?
We
Actually,
did get an MJF reference on the Jericho and Hook little confrontation. Jericho definitely going a full-blown heel here in this manner. Taz was the
again.
moderator, and Jericho pushed Taz, and Hook snapped and kind of said, you know, don't ever, you know, don't do that, or you're going to pay the
Don't put your hands on
consequences.
my dad.
Basically, a little deeper voice than that. And
Don't touch my daddy.
we're going to get Hook and Jericho at Dynasty this coming Sunday. So I don't, I mean, they probably didn't rush the match. This is probably going to be a babyface match, and Jericho turned on Hook in this match. But the crowd has been kind of against Jericho for a while now, and they probably pushed the fast forward button on this feud. Main event was Will Ospreay, Claudio Castagnoli. Really good match. But the finish was never in doubt. We all knew Ospreay was going to win this one. No Danielson on the show, so in your second biggest match, you're not really promoting it that much. I mean, obviously Collision is more of a Danielson show, but then the Don Callis family came out and attacked Claudio, and Jon Moxley made the save, and Ospreay wasn't a big fan of that, so they're finally starting to show some dissension with Ospreay and the Callis family. Even though Ospreay's beaten, I think, literally every person in the Don Callis family, so if he's going to feud with them, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It doesn't really raise any stakes, but you know, that's it is what it is. And then finally,
I'm sorry, random. What's up with this acclaimed in Bullet Club Gold winner take all?
yeah, we're doing a trios match at Dynasty, title for title. I wish just both of those titles would go away, but yeah.
So, well, I mean, the Ring of Honor titles have already been they've been established.
Also, we didn't talk about this the week before WrestleMania because we didn't do Dynamite, but the fact that Jay White got like his shit kicked in from Billy Gunn for like 10 minutes was just atrocious. Like, why is Billy Gunn, he's 60, like beating up, it's like,
Because look at him.
oh my
He's
God.
still the one, Billy Gunn.
Like, I know everyone's gonna sit here and be like, oh my God, WCW 2000 because of the Punk footage, and talk about Triple H banging Stephanie McMahon. Like, the treatment of Jay White is straight up WCW 2000, just
It's
taking
almost
some top tier talent, just not doing anything with them.
like you should have signed somewhere else, right?
Well, that other place maybe he didn't really want him. It's not an Ospreay situation. I think Jay White, if there was a suitable offer, I think Jay White probably would have went to WWE, but He was just a free agent at the wrong time. It's like when you're a free agent, but the team you really want to go to has someone in that position already, and they were there. That person's contract is up in a year or two. So if you were just a free agent a year later, you would have been perfectly fine, but just not this year.
Joe and Swerve promos.
Yeah, they'd did some sit downs with Renee throughout the show, and then
Paquette.
Renee Paquette, a good Canadian,
Wow.
she then Swerve was like, "All right, screw this. I'm gonna go tell Joe to his face." And so he called him out in the middle of the ring. So, Swerve said some things. They had an intense little beat down, and a really good spot where the security was trying to stop Joe, and Swerve jumps off the top rope, gives them a Swerve stomp. He lands cleanly on his feet, stares at Joe. Then they go to the real beatdown segment, and then Joe chokes out Swerve. So the heel champ stands tall. Thought Joe cut a good promo talking about how Swerve is a choke artist and he's going to choke him out, which he held up one of those promises. And we're at the wait to see on Dynasty if Swerve gets the job done and doesn't choke in this big match.
I hope he wins, man, because he needs it. He needs it. Like, if he doesn't win, then what's the point?
I agree. I think they put the title on Swerve here. Joe is a phenomenal talent, one of the greatest guys of his generation, but he just him being the champion, they're just kind of like a not a stink, but just kind of you know what Joe is, and there's nothing really too exciting about it. So you give the title to Swerve, he can do whatever they're going to do with him next, and I think they can, build on this new iteration, this new, I don't want to say, I'm not going to say the E word because that's what WWE's using. It's not really, because I don't think it's as big as
I feel like
like.
we need a new era. Everybody, like, TP's having a new era, WWE's having a new era. I feel like we need a new era here. There are all these new eras happening. I feel like we're left out.
We need another third person, because I think our eras are just with our third person. We had the other guy era, had the studio era, the Brian era.
Well, no, I mean, no, we had the let's look at our eras. We had the office era, then the studio era. Not to mention, Mitchell was a part of the studio era. Then we had the King of the Hill era. Chris, he was here for a little bit.
That was a short era. That was the new generation era.
It was four. Then it was just us for the longest time.
Then like our COVID Zoom era.
We had the COVID Zoom era, yes. Then we had the Tronic era. Now we're in the Scarlet era. We've had like seven eras. These are a lot of eras. Oh wait, no, there was actually, hold on, we're forgetting one.
We had the grandma's house era. We went. I had to drive to your
That
grandma's house a few
that's
times.
not even the era I'm talking about. The one, well, she shall not be named. We've had like eight different eras. Katie's like the eighth era.
Well, when you've had 376 episodes, you kind of have a lot of arrows.
Or do we count the she should not be named with the COVID era? Do we just lump that all in one? Yeah.
Yeah, those are dark times.
Yeah. Okay. So like, okay, we've had like seven different eras. I think in the coming weeks we will have a new era on the podcast. Brandon, I think it's time for a new era.
Stay tuned. New era.
Yes.
False lids.
I don't know when it will be, but when you see Bulletcast episode, whatever, new era, it is a new era. Ladies and gentlemen, a new era is starting in the world of professional wrestling in the Bay, because Oasis Pro is putting on a bar show with a wrestling ring inside, up in smoke, 420. It is going down. Look, this is going to be one of the best events you will ever be a part of. I mean, this is going to be a full day thing. This is a full day thing, guys. I'm serious. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Up in smoke, 420 all day. Listen. You're gonna have the day market from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Zunies is going to be there with a lot of other vendors. Supreme Kai will be in attendance. Trappuccinos all going down to drop 84. 2284 Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley, California. Not only that, you're going to have stoned comedy. There are going to be comics doing comedy, obviously, but they're going to be stoned. 2:30, that is going down. I mean, come see some local comics hone their craft. At 4:20, on 4:20, you are going to see wrestling. Yes, Up in Smoke. Come watch THC versus CBD. You got the Nasty Boy going up against Cliff Hendricks. You got Sancho DeMira versus King Gallo, Loverboy Leo versus Alpha Zo, and Allen Angels versus Umago versus Journey Fatu. And then to cap it off, we have Reggae Night, Island Reggae Night Vibes. Come watch Chris New and High Guy Lie going down 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. 21 and up event tickets, $20 at the door. Pull up. You don't want to miss this. 2284 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California. I will be in attendance all day. Please come up and say what's up. You're not going to want to miss this, guys. You know, there's going to be food, there's going to be cannabis, there's going to be wrestling, comedy, and then reggae. You're not going to want to miss it. And then also this weekend, Ugwa, Hail Ugwa, Megalomania. What is this? Eight? Is that what's going on? Eight or nine? I forget, but a lot is going down. You're going to see the new faces of death, Butch Sawyer versus Butch Sawyer and Dave Reckoning going to get money, power, respect. Chris Nasty versus Dave Dutra. Ugwa Tag Team Championships. Anton Voorhees filling in for Brooke Havoc alongside tag partner Christina Von Erich going up against Nick Xander and Alex Ace. Not only that, Isaiah Bronson versus Kenny K versus Allen Angels, a triple threat. And then, oh my goodness, it is a rematch from the first time Ugwa ever ran inside Emporium, the first ever match that happened. It was Sandra Moon versus Journey Fatu. This time, Fatu is the Ugwa champion. Can lightning in a bottle recapture the Ugwa championship, and can she slay the Big Oos? There's only one way to find out. Be there, Emporium, San Francisco, April 21st, 6 p.m., doors at 5. You don't want to miss it. Hail Ugwa. Thank you guys so much. Brandon, I will see you next week. Love you guys. As always, be safe and stay dangerous.
Where you run away? Where your face is in the dirt? You'll know your death is what I seek. Get up, get up. This is a revolution. This is our time to rise. Look deep within your mind. Look deep into the hate in my eyes.
This has been the broadcast. Thank you for listening.